Well, here's the thing. I mean, like, when it comes to, you know, suffering, I mean, like, God always has a purpose, even when we can't see it. You know, Romans 8:28, and this is going to sound like maybe one of those Christian cliches, I don't know, but yeah. Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And, you know, as I said, God has a purpose for everything. It, you know, it all points to his grace, his strength, his love, his peace that goes beyond understanding. Like it says in Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I mean, like, ask Job and ask Joseph and Jesus himself. You know, bad things happened to all three of them. And yet God used their situations to bring glory to him. And, of course, you know, salvation to mankind through Jesus Christ. So, I mean, you know, just because bad things are happening and people are suffering doesn't mean that, you know, things are lost and God is, you know, somehow lost control. God knows. You know, he was not surprised. And I know this comes up a lot. I mean, like, I talked with a person this week who was, you know, suffering in a situation. And they're like, yeah, how do you deal with this? You know, I mean, like, because they were hurting. And, you know, I mean, like, I can even think of, you know, times in my own life where things have happened and I just went, okay, God, what is going on here? And it all comes down, do we trust God? You know, even when things are not going, quote unquote, our way.
Yeah.
Are we still trusting God like Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says to do?
Yeah, very true. And then sometimes, I'm not saying this is often the case, but sometimes it is on a rare occasion that maybe we placed ourselves in situations that are outside of God's will. And then we're like, God, why are you making this happen to me? And God's like, listen, I never told you to go there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That might sound heartless to say that, but it also has to be said that this is sometimes a possibility.
Yeah. And I mean, like, don't forget scripture says as well, God disciplines those he loves. And so there may be times where maybe we're stepping out of our boundaries in terms of, you know, what we're doing as a believer. And God has to, like, step in and go, okay, you've gone far enough.